Simon and Schuster Audio presents...
Crusader's Cross by James Lee Burke. Chapter 1. It was the end of an era, one that I suspect historians may look upon as the last decade of American innocence. It was a time we remember in terms of images and sounds rather than historical events. Pink Cadillacs, drive-in movies, stylized street hoods, rock and roll, Hank and Lefty on a jukebox, the dirty bop, daylight baseball, chopped down 32 Fords with Merc engines, drag racing in a roar of thunder past drive-in restaurants, all of it backdropped by palm trees, a curling surf, and a purple sky that had obviously been created as a cinematic tribute to our youth. The season seemed eternal, not subject to the laws of mutability. At best, it was improbable that the spring of our graduation year would ever be stained by the tannic smell of winter. If we experienced visions of mortality, we needed only to look into one another's faces to reassure ourselves that none of us would ever die, that rumors of distant wars had nothing to do with our own lives. My half-brother was Jimmy Robichaud. He was a hothead, an idealist, and a ferocious fistfighter in a beer glass brawl, but often vulnerable and badly used by those who knew how to take advantage of his basic goodness. In 1958, he and I worked 10 days on and 5 days off for what was called a doodlebug outfit, or seismograph crew, laying out...